Let us pray. And so, Father, we thank you for today. We pray that even as your word is coming, your word will come full of power to transform. May we never be the same even after we encounter your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 12, verse number 1. Okay. The Bible says, now about that time, and I say that it's not every time that the devil strikes. There is a particular time that the devil strike. So if you look at how the Greek person will interpret time, it's in two ways. Number one is the chronos time. When we talk about the chronos time, we are talking about the linear time. Are you getting the point? So if I ask you what is the time, you will say it's 6 o'clock. What is the time? You say it's 9 o'clock. What's the time? You say it's 12 o'clock. That is chronos time. Do you understand that? Okay, now then we have Kairos time or Kairos moment. Those are significant time within time. So at 4 o'clock exactly, you receive the prophetic word that changed your whole life. See, that prophetic word, that time, 4 o'clock, is no longer Chronos alone, but it's also Kairos, because at that particular time something special what happened. Are you following what I'm trying to say? And so the Bible says that about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Herod the king stretched forth, and I said yesterday that he stretched forth his hands to do what? Harass some of the church. And I said that it's not everybody that Herod is looking for. Herod is looking for some of the church. So yesterday we looked at the pillars of the church, that one of the people that Herod tried to attack is the pillars of the church. And we said the pillars of the church are the people, not just the church, but in life, in families, they are people that hold certain strategic positions, so that without them you cannot do certain things. And we said some of your parents are pillars, because if they stop taking care of you or they lose their lives right now, things will go bad. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? So they are pillars. So if the devil wants to strike, what the devil will be looking out for is to look out for some of these pillars. Another category of people that, for instance, the devil mostly strike are the vulnerable. And sometimes vulnerable situations in our lives, you know, there are certain kinds of things, attacks, are you getting it, that the devil normally uses against some of us. It's like a pattern of attack, and that pathway is the vulnerable in our lives. Are you following? So the devil knows that for you, if I want to get you, it's just a matter of finding a way to connect you to Facebook. Because if I can just connect you to Facebook, you will spend 5 hours on Facebook. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? That is the vulnerable. Then it's not just things like that. We have the vulnerables in our homes, the vulnerable in our families. There are people that carry great destinies, but they are vulnerable. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? They carry great destinies, but there are points in their life that they are vulnerable, and the devil is always looking for the vulnerable to strike. You see, one of the ways you know how intelligent the devil is to study the pattern of his attacks. You see, the devil can spend a lot of time just to weaken your walls. just to break down your walls. You see, it doesn't matter if it takes 1 year. The devil doesn't mind using 1 year to break your walls so that there will be no defense. See, that's the philosophy or the ideology of HIV/AIDS. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? See, the virus in itself is not so powerful in itself. It is about what it does to your immune system. So it breaks your immune system down so that we have something called opportunistic infections. Now, naturally, a particular sickness that without your immune system broken down, that sickness you can treat within a matter of maybe days or weeks, some few weeks. Now you cannot treat within that period of time because your immune system is too weak to fight. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? So when you study the operations of the devil, you realize that the devil actually follows a particular pattern. He's not foolish. Some of us, we think the devil is foolish. And that brings me to what we are coming to do this evening. You see, the Bible says that what he did was that he harassed. He was harassing certain of the church. And when he was harassing certain of the church, they didn't stop him. And the devil is like a stubborn guy who is looking for a lead to mess up. He will try to harass you. If you don't stop him, then he will move ahead to kill you. So the Bible says that he went ahead to kill James, the brother of John, with the edge of the sword. When you continue the scripture, you realize that it wasn't only James that was killed. In fact, he went ahead to arrest Peter. But the Bible says that, but what? Constant prayers, endless prayers was made by the church. The Bible says constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Constant prayer. No, I realized a secret in the book of Acts. And I realized that the secret in the book of Acts, the reason why the church in the book of Acts was so powerful, you know, was because of just that simple thing. They continue. You know, was it just Bruce Lee? Right? How many of you have heard of Bruce Lee? Yes, we used to watch Bruce Lee's movies. You know, some of these young people, they know about Jet Li, Jack Chan, but those times Bruce Lee. And I mean, the guy was a martial arts genius. Yes, very, very strong one. Now, it was Bruce Lee that said, according to Bruce Lee, he said, he made a powerful quote. Listen, he said, "I am not afraid of a man that can throw 1,000 cakes in a day." That is Bruce Lee. Powerful. But he said that, "I am afraid of a man who can give 1,000, who can give one cake a day for 1,000 days." Did you understand? You don't understand Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is saying that a man. Hallelujah. Yeah, Bruce Lee is saying a man. You see, there's someone who can be giving, like at the moment right now, the man can give 1,000 cakes. Bruce Lee says, "I'm not afraid of that person." Bruce Lee is saying that the man that I'm afraid to fight is the one that can do one cake daily for 1,000 days. Because that guy or that man has mastered the art of what? Consistency. And the only way we can defeat the devil is by constant prayer. Okay. But you see, today, my focus is not on the nature of his attacks. My focus is on Herod. My focus is on Herod. Today, that is our focus. Many of us, are you getting the point? read this scripture very well, you realize that there are two things that happen in this scripture. They prayed, constant prayer was made. The first thing that happened when constant prayer was made was that Peter was released from prison. Peter was what? Was released from prison. Okay. I don't want to go ahead and talk a lot about Peter in prison. But the Bible says that this Herod that you are talking about, the Bible says that one day he was having an issue with this particular country, and the country now said, this is not the voice of man, but the voice of a God. And there was this angel that was standing there. The angel had been eating in the morning, and the angel also heard that they were trying to lift this guy up beyond a particular boundary or limit. He didn't give glory to God, and the angel was angry, and the angel smote him. The Bible says that Herod died. So two things happened. Peter was released by that prayer, but Herod also died. Because you see, if Herod doesn't die, Peter, it doesn't matter if Peter has been released. Are you following the conversation? Sometimes in our prayer, right, deliverance is able to come. But unfortunately, the Herod behind that instance or circumstance has not been dealt with. So the Herod will move from you and go and look for Peter. If he doesn't get Peter, he will look for John. If he doesn't get John, he will look for Matthew. The reason is because as long as Herod is alive, he stands for someone that has, or he stands for a system that ensures that the government of the kingdom of darkness is established and is in full force. Are you listening? What that means is that this evening, see, that Herod this evening, we are not talking about a human agent. Because you see, when you read the Bible says the Son of Man prophesied to the king of Tyre in the book of Isaiah, to the king of Tyre. And when he spoke about the king of Tyre, he went ahead to also talk about the prince. You see, the Bible says that Daniel had prayed some prayers, but the prince that was reigning in the territory, for Daniel to receive an answer, that prince held Gabriel for a period of time. Even though there was the king of Persia, there was also the prince of Persia. So you might think that, okay, if the king of Persia dies, then there will not be any persecution against the church. But you will not know that that king of Persia is having a prince that actually rules. So you can kill Jezebel in the Old Testament. Are you following me? But there will be a Herodias in the New Testament. And you see, that spirit is a spirit that tries to manipulate thrones. So you see how he manipulated the king. See, the point I'm trying to simply make, or the point I'm trying to simply put for, is that this evening we must deal with some hells. And I'm not talking about physical beings, I'm talking about spiritual agents, spiritual beings that they have purpose that our lives will not go forward. They have purpose that our lives will not cross a particular threshold. According to them, our lives cannot make meaning. And see, some of these agents, they afflict us in various ways. So for instance, a man can be tormented by the spirit of lust to the degree at which that man cannot lift up his head. A man of dignity. There was a video I watched about a young guy that completed school, did so well, And then the guy started smoking weed. So in the video, this guy had come out and then, I mean, spoke. You know, it was a viral something. So someone took interest in the guy and took the person to rehab, etc. And the person went back to school, Lego. And it was telling us the progress of the guy, how the guy was sitting in the classroom, writing notes, etc. That is the destiny of a man who was about to be destroyed by weed. Listen, if the devil gets you, he doesn't just attack you. He makes sure he finishes you. The Bible says he has threefold agenda: to kill, to destroy. I mean, to steal, kill, and destroy. Do you understand that? So today we are going on warfare. And then we are focusing on some heralds. See, you can pray that God should wake you up today so that laziness will break. But see, as far as you can wake up today and tomorrow you will find that that same problem, that same challenge that you were having will come back again, because the one that is actually in charge has not been dealt with. The Bible says that, how can you go to a strong man's house and plunder his goods if you don't first bind the strong man? That is what we are coming to do this evening. And so this evening, you are looking for strategic spirits. Listen, some of you have to mention a spirit that has been tormenting the family for that long. You are going to mention them by name. And how do you name spirits? You can name spirits. It was Jesus that told us that you can name spirits by their function. So he said, you mute and damn spirit. So you see, there are some spirits in the family. Are you getting it? That may be their spirit of ulcer, spirit of lack of productivity. Spirits that are responsible for effort but no results. So you see that the person will struggle, try to hit their point but will never be able to break through. Effort but no results. Spirits that are responsible for deviances. Okay, are you here with me? Now, so first of all, we are going into our families and we are identifying these spirits and we are rebuking their activities. So this is what you are doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, these spirits, so you mentioned maybe there is a particular sickness that has been tormenting the family or someone specifically in the family. This is how you go about it. You foul spirit of maybe sexual immorality, I rebuke your activities. Your activities will not stand. As long as I am alive, I stand in the authority in the name of Jesus. And I say today, in the name of Jesus, your hold is broken over the family. In the name of Jesus, I pray that right now, your activity will not stand. We rebuke your activity in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. In the name of... Are you hearing me? So you are going on warfare. I don't know if there are people here too, because the way you are doing yourself, maybe you, the witches in your family, they are wearing Einstein shoes. Yeah. Some of us, they are wearing book. So we cannot afford Jesus. Takaya. Are you here with me? Yeah. There's going to be a mighty deliverance in this place. Yes. And as you are going to pray, it's going to happen. Because we are not going in our name. We are not strong enough to defeat the devil. But there's someone who defeated the devil. It's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Ah, listen. These are spirits. Okay. Some of them, they are spirits that are afflicting our parents. See, the pillars I was telling you about, they are spirits that are afflicting some of these pillars in our lives. And you are going by prayer. You will not stop unless that's me. You see, we are not vulnerable. Sometimes we are weak, yes. But see, the Bible says that the prodigal son, he came to himself. Can someone come to himself and realize that you are not that weak? You know, some of us, we are crying about situations that God is just waiting for us to speak over. This particular opportunity, you try, it doesn't work. This particular dream, you try, it doesn't work. You keep having this dream over and over and over, which is telling you that you keep going back and back and back. This evening is an opportunity. Nikala Subran Tenen Metakai Pelaki Lakaya. Is someone ready to pray? Because we are going to war. Some of you, your own battle, you are going to war against sicknesses. I came alataya. You foul spirit that is afflicting my father. You foul spirit that is afflicting my mother. Mention it by name. I stand as a child of God. Some of us, the spirit that is afflicting our parents, we have this strange anger. You don't know. Me that I'm sitting here like that. It's God, though. Hey! Okay, you will not talk. Hey, it's God, though. It's God. Listen, it's God, though. It's God. Sometimes, I'm not angry. Sometimes, I'm talking. That is after deliverance. I'm talking. I'm not even angry. But see, it's like my voice is loud. Because of something that is in the bloodline. Can someone begin to get angry in the spirit? How dare you? You afflicted me when I was at level 100. You afflicted me level 200, level 300, level 400. Now I have to. Oh, kima masa bratono no babene me mambaya kubaba. Ha! Can someone get angry? Sedene me katua. You see, these things are not supposed to make us cry in despair. It makes us angry. Balu take it. Amen. Amen.